Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code CHAMPION and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Washington, D.C. and Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bruno when you sign up. For a limited time, all viewers can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round basketball playoff action. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH. It.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
The Tony Bruno Show.
The man chosen to save American radio from its horrible future.
He didn't invent radio. He just perfected it.
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mayne.
Parental discretion is advised.
The godfather of sports radio.
It is a final.
Here is Tony Bruno.
Tony Bruno. Beautiful.
Ah! It is Thirsty Thursday in full effect. Stay hydrated, Harry. We don't want you to be like J.D. Martinez of the Boston Red Sox. D.H. who can't stay hydrated properly. It is Tony Bruno, Harry Mays. It's a Thirsty Thursday, Harry. Let's pop one open early. Are you ready? You know what it is also. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Miss Robin on Sirius XM 211, Sports Map Radio, the Twitch stream. I mean, there's no way you can't get this show, Harry. And a lot of people don't get it. That's the problem.
Right.
You know, because they, especially my Twitter feed, they don't get sarcasm, Harry.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing you could possibly do, not get the humor.
That's one of the things I love about the Lebatard show is they've got audio drop of his dad. And they play it whenever somebody, like, sends them a tweet that disagree. Like, they just – people that don't get their show.
Exactly.
You don't get the show. It's
you
funny.
Don't get the show. And you don't get the show.
It's hilarious.
Can we, steal something like that?
Yeah,
because that's a great idea.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to steal anybody else's shtick.
Yeah, we'll give him homage to them, saying that we –
Dan knows that I give homage to his dad and him.
We should have Rick in Iowa record it.
Oh, exactly. That would be good.
With that laugh.
Yes. You don't get the show.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be so great.
Yeah.
Because that's brilliant, and so many people that just it just goes straight over their head. Right. Sarcasm is like,
you know,
what?
Because these are the types of deep thinking shows that people aren't used to hearing. We don't do it. This isn't the lowest common denominator show.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for smart people, thinking people, Harry. That's what this show's all about. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's why Petros Papadakis will be joining us in the first hour. We'll find out. We'll talk about the Lakers with him. What about the Lakers, man? Can they bounce back tonight, Harry?
Big night tonight out of the Lakers.
That's a must-win game for the Lakers.
I think Davis actually goes off tonight.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the line that KCP and Danny Green are going to have? They better shape up, right?
Danny Green, did you see the story today, though? He said he's had a headache for the last 5 days.
Is that right? What, he had migraines or something?
Must have. That bubble, he must not have gotten the thoughts that were taking care of the Phoenix Suns to go over.
Isn't that one of the signs of COVID, getting headaches?
5 days in a row? I've had a headache the entire year.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
see it affecting this show.
No.
I think that's one of the signs of playing with LeBron James and missing jump shots.
Right. Tony, the other reason we're having Petros on is that today is the 20th anniversary of Fox Sports Radio.
That's right. And it's National Radio Day, Harry.
Yes.
It should be a national holiday. I'm going to call on President Trump right now to declare this a national holiday. You realize radio's been around forever. Before television, before there was anything else, there was radio.
Marconi, right?
Marconi, Tesla, anybody else. Before the great Italian Marconi invented this medium, Harry. Or was it Tesla? There's a debate about that. But anyway, I'm going to go with Marconi. His statue is still standing here in Philadelphia. You realize that?
Yeah, that
Where
one
is
hasn't
that?
Been taken.
It's right across from the Columbus statue.
Oh, it is?
It's called Marconi Plaza.
Oh, that's what that is?
That's Marconi Plaza because Marconi's statue is still standing. And once they get the Columbus statue down here and stop all the violence and the crime in the city, then they'll focus on Marconi and figure out, hey, radio in the city sucks. Let's take that down, too.
But, Tony, you were the first person hired on Fox Sports Radio.
Do I give myself a roaring round of applause for that? I'm not, you know.
So it's 20 years ago today you started there?
That's when we went on the air at Fox Sports Radio. So how about that?
Is it a coincidence that it is also National Radio Day, the first day that Tony was heard on Fox? I mean, coincidence?
I think not.
Get Andrew Siciliano, since he and I were there. I wonder if he remembers if it's a coincidence or not. But a lot of great columns being written today. Jason Barrett at Barrett Sports Media. He had like 5 of his writers over there at BSM. And they put together a really exhaustive and expensive and extensive. I don't know how expensive it was. I don't think he's paying his guys that much. But a really thorough breakdown of how that network started back in 2000. In fact, Andrew Siciliano, he tweeted the other day that he is 20 years ago. This week, he had moved to Los Angeles, California from the East Coast. He lived in D.C., and he moved out there to be a part of Fox Sports Radio. So 20 years later, lots of good columns being written today. Petros was not there. I don't think Petros was still at USC, I think, when we started that.
Is that right?
No, he was out of college already. He was doing local radio, and then later on he came over to the AM 570 KLAC, which is the Fox station in Los Angeles. So anyway, a lot of good stuff on radio today, but it should be. We should opt out on that. Next year, we got to remember this.
That this is a holiday for us.
So is it always on the 20th?
August 20th? I think that would probably be.
Or is
be
it always like the, was always the third Thursday in, some holidays are like the third Thursday in August.
No.
It's like the Masters.
This isn't the Kentucky Derby or the Masters.
Well, why not?
It's August 20th.
Thanksgiving's always the fourth Thursday. It's not always on the same date.
Well, I mean, August 20th was the first day of Fox Sports Radio. That didn't change.
But that's not why it's National Radio Day.
It's on the same day.
It's each year on August 20th. I just looked it up.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
I need to
go lobby Congress right now.
That's usually how anniversaries work.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I understand that, Robin. How come I've never celebrated National Radio Day
prior
to this
year? Would
this
be one of those times where sarcasm was not understood, Harry? Whoosh!
How would I not remember National Radio Day? A guy who started the two biggest networks in the country, ESPN Radio and Fox Sports Radio.
Is this a rhetorical question?
Get back to me later on that one, Harry.
I'll talk about anything today to avoid talking about the Philadelphia 76ers.
Well, we're going to have to, Harry.
Okay.
The process has now been spoiled.
What a disaster.
They're changing the name to Trust the Regress, one of my great friends on Twitter pointed. Even Spike Eskin, the biggest process honk in the city of Philadelphia,
right?
Just he tweeted this morning,
defund the process.
He has a statue of Sam Hinkie in his backyard.
Defund the Sixers. And now, of course, all these Sam Hinkie apologists are saying, see, if the NBA had not forced Sam Hinkie out after he was part of this conspiracy to commit consumer fraud and trot out an inferior product, figuring that the dumb fans would buy it because we're telling you that this is all going to work and it's the end game that matters here. Mm. It's not a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And here we are how many years later? And I'm not one who's happy about the process failing. I'm not. I just knew the process was a bunch of crap. Because even if you, just because you have all these draft picks.
Well, they screwed it up.
And so my sister's calling me.
They had draft picks.
On the air.
They had draft picks and talented players galore.
How many second-round draft picks? They still have like 15
They've
in the
got
bank,
a couple this year.
I know. They're going to get Oklahoma City's first round
That's
pick.
The first round, and then they've got a couple in the second round.
Well, cap space, draft picks, everything.
And they even had Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and they still should.
And Jimmy Butler and your Miami Heat already underway in early NBA action today, Harry. And it's another good one. These two teams... they can fill up the baskets. They got all starters in this team are all in double digits on both teams. Mm. But the Miami Heat are leading 96-84. They're in the fourth quarter of that game. And you look at this, you look at their entire lineup. Other than Ben Abadayo, who only has 3 points, Jimmy Butler's got 18. Crowder has 10. Dragic has 15. And how about that young man?
Duncan
Robinson,
yeah.
Harry.
Yeah.
Not Duncan Donuts. Not Duncan Keith of the Blackhawks. Not Duncan Sheik.
Duncan Sheik. Yeah, I'm barely breathing.
I am barely breathing. I can't find the air.
I don't even think that guy was drafted.
Duncan Robinson.
He wasn't even a second round pick.
Ryan Rothstein has local Duncan Robinson knowledge right here. You're not getting on any other show.
No,
Inside the NBA doesn't have this. The Jump on ESPN doesn't have this information.
No, Brian Windhorst isn't reporting this. Woj isn't reporting this. This is only right here on the Tony Bruno
Shams
show.
Shams,
he doesn't have this report. This is a Ryan Rothstein, Tony Bruno exclusive.
This is an exclusive, ladies, on National Radio Day.
So a guy I played with, his little brother, who I'm pretty close with, I play basketball with him often, he went and played basketball at Williams College, a D3 tiny little school. Mm-hmm. His roommate, his freshman year.
Is that in Jersey over there?
No, it's not in Jersey.
No, it's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Mass.
So how do your friends play in Massachusetts at a small D3 school with this Duncan Robinson? Not Duncan Hines, I believe, although Duncan Hines, I believe, was part of the – He was a big Duncan Hines guy. His mom always made those cakes for Duncan Robinson when he was growing up. Continue.
Absolutely. No, that was a big piece there. So basically, they're good friends. Duncan has a late growth spurt. He ends up really developing his game. Michigan calls and says, hey, we're interested.
Right.
He makes a tough decision. He almost didn't leave Williams College because he was in his junior year at that point. He says, do I really want to go to Michigan? What's going to happen?
Oh, so he didn't graduate from Williams and be a grad transfer to Michigan.
No.
Okay.
He was still in his undergrad. Right. He ended up going to Michigan, playing very well, undrafted. Miami brings him in for a workout, and here he is, dominating in a playoff game.
Exactly right. How come the Sixers can't find these
That's
white guys
I'm saying.
Who can shoot?
They got all these second-round picks. They never get anybody.
And I hate to play the race card on the show. But one thing, when you look for white players, what do they do best?
Well,
what
if they're in the NBA, they can shoot.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Right.
There's gazillions of white dudes who can shoot the basketball. Unfortunately, the Sixers never get any of them.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on in here?
The problem is most of them can't guard anybody.
Well, that's,
right, exactly.
That's the problem. Yeah.
That doesn't matter. You just eat instant offense, Harry. Right.
Do you know what the Williams College nickname is for in their athletic program?
The Williams Sisters?
No.
I love the Williams Sisters. Serena and...
No, it's the Eefs.
Eefs.
Rhymes Eefs. With Chiefs.
What?
E-P-H-S. The Eefs, which stands for the name Ephraim Williams, whom the school is named for.
Wow, not Mount Ephraim, New Jersey.
No, no.
Black Horse Pike.
But it's spelled similar.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., who was in the original FBI.
I think that was
Ephraim.
It's Ephraim.
Now, isn't it just interesting, though? These guys.
People are like, what are these guys talking about? Again, you don't get the show.
Right. You don't get the show.
That, Jimmy Butler goes down to Miami and he's just getting the best out of all these young guys.
Coincidence?
Exactly.
I think not.
Not either.
You know what I mean? If Jimmy Butler's still on this team, if he's there instead of Tobias Harris.
Right.
How much different does this Sixers team look, even without Ben Simmons? You know what I mean? Jimmy's like, Ben's down. He gets those guys ready to play.
Right.
Now Tobias is there, and they have nobody to motivate them.
And he's the guy who takes the shot in the fourth quarter
exactly
when you need a bucket.
Right.
Yeah. Enough about the Sixers.
Yeah.
How much DOA? They are donezo.
Tobias Harris Gonzo. And Al Horford together were a minus 32 last night. They combined for 58 minutes of nothing.
Wow. It's a joke.
And they're making how much combined? $280-some million?
$288. $185 Mad Max contract for Tobias. $103 for old Al Horford.
Oh, man.
Enough about the stinking Sixers. They stink on ice.
Maybe they'd be better on ice.
And I said it last night after I tweeted it. Go look at my Twitter feed. I said, you look at the Boston Celtics, they all look like they like each other, they play for each other. They even got, you know, they even had
and they have a real coach.
Taco Fall even got some
late
action.
He got some minutes.
Yeah, and he made a jumper, he made a free throw and a hook shot late to stick the dagger deeper into your 76ers, your team, your town. So the 76ers, that process, spoiled.
Yeah.
Moldy cheese.
How about what Boban gave the Mavericks off the bench last night?
Dude, Boban was great. Did you see him on the TNT show afterwards with Charles Barkley and Shaq? Phenomenal stuff.
13 points and 9 rebounds in limited minutes.
Another guy they should not have gotten rid of here.
It looks like he's picking up tennis balls and just slamming them through the hoop.
It is Taco Fall Thursday here on the show, and the Sixers have fallen harder than Taco Fall. Unbelievable. We'll talk with Petros Papadakis. What's going on out in L.A.? And how about those San Diego Padres,
yes, sir.
Harry? It is Salami City out there.
10th inning salami from Machado.
Did that, you know, was that rubbing it in, Harry?
They've
was
won
it?
3 straight since we've been on in San Diego.
You're damn
you know
right,
that?
Harry. Thank you, San Diego. We'll stay classy. You thank us for coming back to the West Coast on this program. Stick around, Petros. Mitch Lawrence next hour, and Paul Feinbaum. We'll talk college football with him. See if we can rip the Big Ten.
Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good. Play good. Casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily.
Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
So we got the... good thing, Harry. Well, I don't know if it's a good thing. It's easier for us because we don't have to watch 52 games while we're on the air. But the only hockey is tonight. There's two night games tonight. And they could be elimination games as well.
The Islanders are tonight.
Yeah, Islanders try to finish off the Capitals. The Capitals, unbelievable in their last game. Ovechkin came out to play. Will they be fired up again? Will they stay alive? Just like the Montreal Canadiens did last night against the Philadelphia Flyers.
And who else? Vancouver?
The Dallas Stars.
Oh, Dallas.
Up 3-2 okay. on Calgary. Game slick six tonight.
Wow.
And what's interesting to note, Harry, the Flames, you go back a couple of games on Tuesday night, they were 12 seconds away from going up 3-1 in that series, the Calgary Flames. Mm. And then Dallas scores it and wins it in overtime. So instead of them being up 3-1, they lose that game. It's tied up, and then, of course, the Dallas Stars, playing great, go up 3-2, and it's a game six tonight, and the Dallas Stars can finish off the Calgary Flames. How about that? Basketball, we mentioned Miami and Indiana, Oklahoma City and Houston, Orlando, Milwaukee, and then Portland and the Lakers tonight. What's interesting to note here, as Vin Scully would say on many, many Dodger games over the days, by the way, I bought some Farmer John sausages the other day. That was another one of Vin Scully's great ads. Farmer John.
They sponsor the
Farmer
Dodger broadcast.
John, yeah. You know, it's like they still play his voice in his commercial. Jimmy Dean.
Of course.
Jimmy Dean's been dead forever, but in the commercials promoting his sausages, they still use his voice.
Of course.
It's good stuff, man. And yes, Tom Brenneman, suspended by the Cincinnati Reds, and now apparently he's been fired.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't think he would survive that.
No, it's hard. And again, there's no excuse for what he did.
No.
It's stupid.
I mean,
nobody can defend that. Why would you even think of saying anything like that?
Well,
if you meant it. Again, this is the thing that's amazing to me. Because, you know, we're all around live mics all the time. During the break, or we leave our mics on for our Twitch stream. People hear what we say. You know, we live in a world now, and how does a guy who's been in broadcasting...
As long as he
has. His dad was a great broadcaster. He's been around 30-something years.
Yeah.
And you're doing a live game, and the mic's on, and it's like seconds before he's ready to come back and talk, and you drop something, a homosexual, anti-gay reference
that
out
word
of nowhere?
That word has been out for years.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing, Fox is going to have to whack him too, right? Because he does football.
Yeah, he works for Fox. And he even said he came back and made an apology on the air. Well, if you haven't seen the tape, it's obviously one of those inexcusable moments.
Yeah, and he was called a home run call too during the apology.
During the apology.
Yeah. And they like cut in, did the play-by-play, and then went back and finished the apology.
And he took his headsets off and said, you know, this is probably the last time I'm wearing them.
Yeah
he
and
knew
so,
it.
Wow.
He opted out of the game, basically, and let the color guy do the final six innings.
No, he did the right thing, you know, because he couldn't possibly finish the game with that. Even though he apologized right away, there's some things you can't apologize and get away with, unfortunately.
Right.
And that's a situation, you know, how do you defend it? I'm a man of faith. Well, not really. I used to be.
And then there
when
was...
When you drop the I'm a man of faith thing, that usually is like, just a tip for just a second lie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what does it really mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Harry?
And then there is this broadcaster for the Charlotte Hornets.
The play-by-play guy. Now, that was earlier in the week.
Right, yeah, but I just saw it today.
He tweeted out something with the N-word in it.
Yeah. Now,
well, how do you accidentally?
And he claimed it was an accident. Yeah. So that it auto-corrected to that
word?
Yeah,
he said it was auto-correct. He says he has an iPhone autocorrect, and he was trying to spell nuggets.
Right.
And he was doing it really, really fast.
Because he was watching the game.
Right.
Right, and what he says is the N.
Mm-hmm.
And then the U is right next to the I.
Right.
And then, of course, G.
Right.
And then the R is next to the T.
Okay.
So what he is claiming is that he was
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah, right.
He was trying to spell nuggets really fast, and it came out the other word.
Wow.
And he didn't pay attention before he hit post.
Yeah, that's baloney. I have an iPhone right here. Yeah. I just typed in nuggets fast about five different times.
Yeah. And that
nuggets
word doesn't
up.
Come up.
And
right.
Again, yeah. That thing, that would you'd have to type that, and it would still come up red because it wouldn't ever let you say something so, I mean, horrific. Again, a slur like that, that's ridiculous. That's
BS. Mark Grace, my old buddy Mark Grace is in trouble, too, for what he said during a broadcast last weekend. What
did he say?
He talked about his wife being a dingbat. I mean, he brought up his ex-wife out of nowhere in the middle of a baseball game.
Right.
And he referred to his ex-wife and called her a dingbat. How does that get
What's
you in trouble?
What's wrong with that?
Because the people at home, oh, there's Mark Grace again talking about his ex-wife. That's how crazy this world is, man. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have him?
We do, but he needs to turn his phone sideways or something.
I like when Petros is sideways.
There we go.
I don't see him, though. We got this NBA game on. It's a 105-91, the Miami Heat. Look like they're going to go and win this game and go up 2-0 on the Indiana Pacers. But a man who rushed into the elevator, and fortunately, they did not turn the power off in Burbank. Because they have been turning the power off out there, Petros Papadakis, on Fox Sports LA, AM 570. The old P, what up, man?
What's poppin', Tony? How are you? Can you hear me okay? It's great to be on.
Well, thank you, Petros. I know we got you on, and you rushed to the thing. You were on the air, and you're going back on again this afternoon. But we got to get some action out of you. Now, you're moving all over the place. So it looks like that video that DeSean Jackson posted of him getting swabbed. And the video is moving all around. Now, you locked in now? You got that camera locked?
I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll, Tony. I'm good. It's locked. It's leaning on my backpack in one of these big conference rooms in the building you used to work in here.
I love that building. Can you still see the NBC? Can you still see the NBC studios right there, right across the street in Burbank?
Yeah. Do you want me to show your audience?
No. I'm disappointed because
get the phone.
No, I'm disappointed because the great karaoke bar where we used to frequent is long gone now.
What's the name of that place?
Dimples.
Dimples. The birthplace of karaoke in America was right there across the street. And in fact, the bar rescue guys went in there and tried to fix it up, and they still went out of business.
Is that where you used to perform?
That's where I used to perform, exactly. And even Robin went in there.
There's still a famous video of Tony singing on YouTube.
What was
Dimples'
go-to song in there?
Man, I feel like a woman.
Oh, my
or
God.
Barry White. I would go either way. Now let's get it back to Petros Papadakis. The old P. All right, Petros, before we get into college football, I want to get into the Dodgers, and of course,
what's up
with the Lakers, man? Lakers obviously got to come out tonight. Unlike the Sixers, I think they will show up tonight and find a way to win the game. Your thoughts, P?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how people react. You know, bubble basketball is a lot different than basketball that we're used to. I don't think there's any question about that. By the way, Tony, do you know what that Dimples karaoke bar is now?
It's an office building, right?
It's a Whole Foods.
A Whole Foods? You mean Whole Paycheck? Well, now that Amazon owns it, you know, you can get a break if you're an Amazon Prime member, right? You can go in there and get, and you can order it and have it delivered right across the street.
And Tim Cates, your old producer, just went over there and bought a $20 slice of pizza just now when I was hustling up
a slice of pizza.
I'm not even kidding. And some green juice, and we were in the elevator together. But as far as the bubble stuff goes, it's really weird, you know, that you don't have the element of, hey, you split, you know, when you were the road team, and now we're headed back to Dallas, you know, in the Clipper situation. Or, hey, we got one out of the lake. Like, it's very different, the mindset. You just go back into the bubble. So we've never really seen it before. You know me. I hate everything and would rather there be nothing on the air and just talk about the karaoke bar. So if it was up to me, we'd have the Clippers and Lakers out in the first round, and we could just concentrate on the Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Man. Doyer. Doyer. And I said it earlier.
Doyer.
Well, is Rondo going to play tonight? I think he's questionable, I think, for tonight, right?
What am I, in the bubble?
Are you in the bubble, Petros?
I saw you had a new hairstyle, a new bubble hairstyle with one of the hair braiders that they made available to the players. I saw that he and Anthony Davis had that going. I know the Clippers looked a lot different without Pat Beverly last night. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but Rondo would certainly help Anthony Davis because in the first game he had a lot of trouble creating on his own, and the ball's mostly in LeBron's hands, which is great, but there's going to be a lot of criticism to go around if the Lakers get beat tonight.
I agree, you know, and it's not my style to criticize,
no.
But you know the fickle Laker fans when I was out there. By the way, happy National Radio Day and the 20th anniversary of Fox Sports Radio. Now, you didn't start with us at Fox Sports Radio. You were just starting your broadcasting career in 2000, right?
Yeah, I'd been offered, frankly, because I love you and we're talking about this, I'd been offered a couple jobs by Fox Sports Radio back when I was at 1540 The Ticket.
Yes.
Remember, Tony? That was our first dalliance together in radio.
Correct.
And I want to apologize for everything I ever did there. But,
why?
I don't know. I was kind of an idiot kid.
But our studio overlooked the Santa Monica Airport, so we put ourselves in danger every day that what's-his-face could crash his airplane right into our studios because the building was right there near the airport, Harry.
Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Right.
He crashed right near there one time, right?
He crashed on that golf course that was really close to there. Also, Tony, I mean, we were in very much the harm's way of the Cougars at the Casa del Mar Hotel at
exactly.
the end of Pico, as you know.
Exactly right.
You know how that is.
Hey.
But
that was back in the good old days.
That's the good old days.
Say on the show.
Pre-Robin.
Good old days, yes.
Yeah. the old Casa D, Tony. And if you got in too much trouble at the Casa del Mar, you could skip across the street to Shutters and try your luck over there.
I had that whole Atlantic Pacific Avenue stretch covered, man, from the pier all the way north to Venice Beach, all the way over, even across where the UCLA, across that jetty there, where the UCLA crew goes out there and rows every day.
Mm.
And I go to that little hamburger joint with our bikes, the one on the other side there. What is that called there? It's a classic legendary place, Petros.
Tony, I'm not sure, but I do know this. Just like the great Jerry Dunphy said, you had L.A. covered from the desert to the sea.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And yeah, there's no doubt about that. yes, the Fox Sports Radio, they offered me a couple jobs right when they were getting started, but they weren't going to be on in L.A.
Right.
So if I wasn't going to be on in L.A., you know, I'm not much use, you know, kind of like a guy without a mouth at a McDonald's. So I ended up never really working there until we sort of did like a simulcast, like local/national show for Fox Sports Radio for a little while. But I like working there now. I still go on a lot of shows over there. And I mean, I didn't build the thing like you did. I mean, when you and Andrew had it going in the morning, that was kind of right at the very end of my football career when I was thinking about getting into broadcasting. And I remember hearing you guys on the shows and hearing how comfortable you were and how much fun you were having and wondering how long it takes to get there in the radio
industry,
you know, to where you're comfortable and having a good time on a show and not worried about every word you're saying and if you said it right or sounded stupid. So Fox Sports Radio has been around that long. I haven't been in that building forever, though. I mean, it's right down the street, and everybody thinks that we work there because it's got the big sign, you know, in Sherman Oaks right off the 405. But we're over here in Burbank next to the NBC building, like you said, of the ABC building, and the big Disney building with the big stupid Fantasia Mickey Mouse hat and all of that.
I love that Burbank Studios up there, man. That's Tim Cates. That's his neighborhood there. We used to walk around in Tim Cates' neighborhoods in Burbank. By the way, how's Adam Schiff doing? Is he walking around the streets there lately? Because that's, you know, that's his district, Burbank.
Old pencil neck Schiff. Is it really his district?
Yes, that's his district, Burbank. Come on, Petros, you're an L.A. guy. I haven't been there in 10 years, and you don't even know this stuff? Come on, man.
I'm not very political.
I'm not political either. That's just because I know Adam Schiff's from Burbank. It's not a political statement. It's a question. It's a knowledge statement. All right, Petros. Well, are the Laker fans ready to turn on LeBron like the Sixer fans have turned on this team that's down two games to none and looks lifeless against the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, they will. As you know, Tony, they are. There's really only a couple untouchables in the Lakers' minds. And that is, obviously, given the circumstances, Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
But it wasn't that way when it was Shaq versus Kobe in town. I mean, you remember that. People took sides, and a lot of them took a side against Kobe. And you had a lot of people in town who were bigger Kobe fans than they were Laker fans in that era. The really untouchable Laker is Magic Johnson on the court, not as a front office guy. LeBron's not theirs. I mean, they're happy he's here, and they'll kiss his ass if he does well, and they'll act like they like his production company. But in real life, if he doesn't deliver a championship, they'll throw him out on his shield.
Will you be the first guy to burn a jersey right out there in front of the Warner Brothers studios in Burbank?
Yeah, that's my style. You know, I just, you know, whatever. You know me, Tony. You know, if something starts to bother me, I just light a fire to it. Actually, I've burned a lot of bridges over the years. Never anything actually literally. But I do think people in town would be pretty quick to throw him in the garbage and talk about his gray beard and his fake hair and all the weird excuses he's made over the years and the people they call the LeBron sexuals that defend him and all that.
The LeBron sexuals? Is that what they call him?
You've never heard of the LeBron sexuals?
No, I never heard that term before.
Oh, it's like those are like the people that are like Nick Wright. You know, the guy?
Yeah, I know Nick Wright. Yes.
Yeah, he's a LeBron sexual. I mean, what you would think, he'd be like a LeBronologist, like a complete LeBron expert. Like Windhorse, guy.
Yes.
You know, but I think the media term in the Twitter world, you know, is LeBron sexual. And I think that would get a lot louder and you'd see a lot more argument if he does get ousted from the bubble.
Well, Harry's one of those LeBronologists. No, he's a LeBron hunk.
No, I'm not.
He's a LeBron worshiper.
I love Kawhi Leonard.
Well, everybody loves
him. I love Kawhi Leonard. How much has the Clippers fan base increased since?
Not much.
Not much?
You better hope Clipper Darryl's not listening to this conversation. He'll come up to the studio there, Petros.
You know, the Clippers are really interesting because they have a great owner. That, you know, the Lakers are a mom-and-pop shop. You know, the Lakers, that's their income. And obviously they make a whole lot of money. And it's a great brand and product, one of the great sports brands of all time, really. But it's still a mom and pop shop. I mean, the Clippers are owned by a guy who has, he can build his own arena. He can do whatever he wants in the city. And I think Ballmer's Clipper play, regardless of who's on the team, because they were a lot of fun with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. And, you know, if they win a championship, people will be excited, but it'll be like when the Kings won the championship in town. I mean, the Clipper fans do exist. They're in the stadium. It's a more authentic experience. I don't know if you'd agree, Tony, when you're at a Clipper game.
Absolutely.
Whether it was, it's more of a, you know, it's more like an NBA game any other place in the world. The Laker game is like, you're wondering if the girl's boobs are fake and who she came with and whose agent this guy's sitting in and what celebrities on the floor. You know, the Clipper game is mostly just more of a normal NBA experience.
I remember going over to the Clippers practice facility, and, you know, it was like a very, very free and easy thing. And the Sixers' current general manager was the best player then, and he would go over there, and you'd go over and talk to him. You could talk to everybody on that team. And not that the Lakers didn't talk to you, but the Lakers were always the royalty of the Los Angeles sports scene, and the Clippers were always the bastard stepchild, you know what I mean? And then they always had to fight for attention there. And then a couple years when they were better than the Lakers while I was there, you know, nobody wanted to acknowledge their existence. especially the Laker fans.
Tony, I mean, they've been, I mean, don't look now, but the Clippers, I mean, they didn't have a better record this year. They were obviously, you know, they're obviously very competitive. The Clippers were beating the crap out of the Lakers on the court and record-wise for the last decade. You know, I mean, but the Lakers were still in the news all the time because of Lonzo Ball or, you know, whatever story they had going on at the time. D'Angelo Russell talking about Nick Young, talking about Iggy Azalea, you know, all this stupid crap we have to cover when it comes to the Lakers.
It's like TMZ. Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, it's hell. I don't know anything else, you know, to be honest. It'll be very – I think the Clippers play is for the future, 20 years from now. Same as the Rams play, same as the play for the even the L.A. Chargers. You know, football in L.A. is really awkward. Nobody's really – you know, people are Eagles fans because they've been going to the Eagles bar for 20 years and watching those teams. You know, we don't have that kind of loyalty, maybe to the Raiders, you know, but and that's a whole different story. So – it's not about me, a 40-year-old guy, or even, you know, guys that are 25. It's about my kids and them becoming Rams or Chargers or Clippers fans as they're going to be moving into these big, beautiful stadiums and try to make a run at the Lakers and the Dodgers who have been on top of the landscape.
Don't sleep on the Padres. While we have you on, it's time to bash the Pac-12, but I got to give him love. You see, Larry Scott just hired his replacement, apparently, over
Merton
there.
Merton Hanks.
Yes. Merton Hanks is now going to run all the football operations for your Pac-12, the first conference to bail, like the softies that they are, Petros.
Well, look, we're going to have the freaking longest-ass neck in the world.
Exactly.
I mean, we might not be able to compete on the field or financially, but our neck is going to be long as hell. And if there is a celebration to be had, we're going to wave our neck all around like a giant chicken and freak out.
Exactly.
And so that I'm looking forward to.
Now, it must be hard to get one of those. What are those things called now that people are using? The mask things that you pull
off. The gators?
The gators. Oh. For him to get a gator, they would have to have it. I would have to have it specially made to fit all the way up his neck to cover his nose and all the way past his eyes.
Two words, Tony. Leg warmer.
Leg warmer.
Now, I have a question. Was his neck really that long, or was his head just small for his
body?
No, his neck was really long.
Oh, yeah.
Both. But he did have a pebble head. Maybe he still does.
But at least he knows, unlike Larry Scott, who came from the Tennis Channel to run the Pac-12 network, Merton Hanks was a great player at Iowa. He was a great player in the NFL, in college football at Iowa, and he was a great player for the 49ers with the Super Bowl and a great defensive back.
Tony, I mean, with all due respect, because you know I love her, Miss Robin could take over the Pac-12 and we'd be in way better shape. I mean, anybody's better than Larry Scott.
Wow, that says a lot.
Honestly, in her clogs, Miss Robin could go handle that job way better than. I mean, this dude has crucified West Coast football, and it's been long before a pandemic. But just to advance the story, I'll tell you, I looked at the headlines the other day, whether it was from the Big Ten and the big rigmarole they got going on, or the SEC coming out with a schedule, or Auburn's got positive tests, they're pushing forward. Scott Frost won't shut up. I mean, all of these programs, and many of them consider themselves to be blue bloods, they're pushing and fighting for the players. The coach is going to get paid anyway. You know, I mean, they want these guys to have their experience. And real football people understand that, I think. And then I looked at the Pac-12 headlines, and at my alma mater, USC, they were giving special rainbow social justice backpacks to all of the athletes. And there was a round of Twitter congratulations and look at our great backpacks. I mean, not even a murmur of anybody wanting to play, not even a lifting of the finger of the head coach to say, hey, you know, we told these guys they're going to be able to play and we recruited them away from a lot of places that are playing and we have to answer for that. I mean, nothing, Tony, just complete silence. And if you didn't think West Coast football was dead, with the pay disparity because of the dumbass TV deal we did a decade ago. I mean, it's dead and buried now because these guys, it doesn't even feel like their coaches want to fight for them at all, or right or wrong, you know. And whether the coaches think they'll be able to do anything for these guys or not, I mean, at least act like you care exactly. About fulfilling these guys' dreams.
Well, that's why you're a man and you have your Hello Kitty backpack. Nobody even thought about having a Hello Kitty backpack as an adult male with children.
That's right. I've done a lot of things that no one ever thought of.
Ladies and gentlemen, bring in the funk, bring in the heat, bring in the noise on National Radio Day. It should be a national holiday. It's up to us to get it on the ballot, especially in California where they put anything on the ballot. The Proposition 69, National Radio Day should be a national holiday, and we should have it off every single year with paid vacation, paid benefits, double time.
Petros, it's not just National Radio Day. We discussed this. It's also the 20th anniversary of Fox Sports
Radio.
Hello,
Robert. We were talking at the beginning of the segment.
And so,
I hate to do it to you.
If you would let me finish, I'm going to see if he knows. I'm saying coincidence, and then he's supposed to say it, unlike okay. Andrew. See, there was a point to this,
I'm sorry. I thought maybe you weren't paying attention.
She was trying to set something up.
Yeah, but then I don't want to say something that was already said, and then people say,
no.
Didn't you know you already said that 10 minutes ago?
I knew you already said that. I was hoping he actually was able to finish the sentence, unlike Andrew Siciliano.
All right, set it up again.
No,
we blew the bit.
Because we didn't blow the punchline. Petros, National Radio Day and the 20th anniversary of Fox Sports Radio. Coincidence?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you guys?
I think he's joking.
I didn't know I had a ball in the bit.
No, it's something that shows you that even at 40, you're too young to get it. The answer is, I think not. I don't know where that started. Remember, coincidence?
Right.
I think not.
But Siciliano didn't get it either.
He didn't get it either, and he's 50 now.
Right.
For God's sake. See what happens when you go to the West Coast? You live out there. The conferences are all soft. The stinking basketball team's soft. The fans are soft. Everybody's soft. Silk bra's soft. He's running for political office down in the HB. What the hell's happening out there?
Every time I open my mouth, my brain falls out, Tony. That's how stupid I am.
No, we love you.
We're all idiots.
Yeah, that's why we do this. That's why we do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Petros Papadakis, the old P. Follow him on Twitter at the old, not T-H-E-E, T-H-E, the old P. Right, Petros? It's not the, T-H-E-E.
That's it, yeah.
Like the or Megan, what was her name?
The Megan the Stallion.
Yeah. Petros the Stallion. He was a real stallion back in the days. At USC.
W-A-P.
Exactly right, baby. Petros, thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me, and my best to your audience. And Tony, you're an inspiration.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you. I love you too, Petros. The great Pet. Say hi to Tim Cakes. Say hi to that other guy that you work with. What's his name?
Matt Money Smith.
Matt Money Smith. And Raider Ryan. And we're coming right back. 215-462-TONY. 215-462-8669. And we have Strapper Line calls today. Strapper Line, 856-818-4045. That is the number. Miami wins at 109-100. That game is a final.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211. And with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It's just too much fun, Harry. Harry's hair looks good. He's got that wave going.
I know.
I like that. That little is curl
that
up there.
Is that a Jerry curl?
Jerry curl?
What?
I'm kidding.
No. Come on, Robin. That's racist.
Is it?
Yes,
it is.
What do you think you are, Tom Brenneman?
I'm offended. I am offended, Tony.
Man.
Don't you understand how it works in cancel culture, Robin? You know how easy you can be canceled from the show?
Well, that's every day.
People on the Twitch stream are saying, put the golf on.
Put the golf on? I got to see what happens in this baseball game. The second game is underway.
Don't you know what's going to happen already? The Phillies go to the bullpen, and they lose the game.
Boom, you're right.
That's what happens.
That's We've Spencer seen this. Howard out there.
Yeah, he only lasted like four innings.
Yeah, he couldn't make it out of the fourth inning.
Yeah.
He pitched well. Phillies had a 2-0 lead, and then boom, up there in Buffalo. But the one interesting nugget from that game, the one guy really smacking the ball around really well.
Bryce Harper
hit a home run. The launch angle was 32 degrees.
What does that even mean?
That is the first Phillies home run in Buffalo since 1885. 1885 was the last time a player for a Philadelphia franchise in baseball
hit
a home run.
Philadelphia A's or something?
Probably back in the day. Because Buffalo had a major
league
team.
So they had a team.
Buffalo had a major league team back in 1912.
That.
Was when they the last time they played a major league baseball game in Buffalo.
It looks like they're playing a spring training game.
Well, but the stadium's
like
nice.
It's a
major league because they built it to try to get a major league.
Right,
team.
It's major league dimensions.
Correct.
And yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah, but I like the throwback uniforms for those Toronto.
Yeah, I like
Blue
the
Jays.
I like the baby blue. Is that baby blue? Power powder blue. What would you call that?
Powder blue.
What would you call that, Robin? What you call that? The Blue Jays uniforms I showed you.
It's like almost like Carolina blue.
It is almost Carolina blue, but Carolina blue is not an official color. Like Jim Ross,
it is down there. It is.
Yeah, but I know that. But I'm saying on the palette when you go into an art store and you're buying, you know, the oils or the pastels or the watercolors, there's no actual official color called Carolina blue.
And by the way, have you painted anything yet?
No, I haven't. I've always got time,
Harry. You got that nice easel.
I know
you got these canvases. You got all the stuff.
Who has time?
I even encouraged him to take it with him.
That just shows you how focused and locked in I am on this show.
Right.
He could be out in nature.
Right.
And
take it to Florida.
And paint a happy little tree.
I'm going to take it down, and I'm going to paint beautiful trees an aquamarine one. I'm going to put
happy
in
trees.
Some little happy clouds
right.
up there.
You're going down to the bubble, right?
I'm going down to the bubble in a couple of weeks. Actually, a little over a week from now, Harry.
Yeah.
Not but, you're my boy. You're my boy Blue from old school. That was my boy Blue, yeah. too. I mean, who wasn't that?
Yeah.
How great was that guy?
That guy was awesome.
He's, you know, he's no longer with us.
Well, he died in the movie, too.
Yeah, he died in the movie, but then he died in real life.
And then they played Dust in the Wind. And every time I hear that stupid song, I think of that scene.
Dude, he died the best way possible in a tub full of KY jelly.
With hot girls.
Yeah, a couple of sorority members. I think they're the third
Malin
floor girls.
Malin Ackerman? Is that her name? She went on to become a bigger actress, but she's one of the girls
Two
in the
chicks
game.
At the same time, man.
What's her name?
Is it Malin Ackerman, something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
No
the
idea.
Blonde chick.
That scene that always cracks me up in that movie is when they're off the ledge and they everything's attached to them.
Yeah.
And he goes, Blue, do you trust that? I do not want to see you die here tonight. Sir, yes, sir.
By the way, the Phillies lose. The Phillies lose.
All right. Harris English is leading the golf tournament.
Harris English?
Par. Yeah, I had him last week.
Not modern English.
No.
We're going to play a block of modern English, I think, in the next hour. Josie, are you a big modern English fan?
They don't even have enough for a block. They have one song.
Yeah, I know. I melt with you, and that's
yes,
about it.
That was it. That was like back in like 1982.
Not
I
Billie
say.
Eilish.
Billie Eilish?
Eilish, whatever the hell her name is.
Yeah.
I did have a fishing lure that looked just like her hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody posted that last night when she.
That was funny. I saw that tweet.
So somebody had an actual fishing lure with the two identical
it
collars
looked
of her
exactly
hair.
Exactly like her.
One.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You know how many bass I caught?
Who was that tweeted that?
I don't know. Somebody on Twitter that I follow, and that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was the tweet of the night. Not Old English 800.
No, OE 800.
OE 800. OE O. Oh.
But our boy Scott Piercy with Boston Scott Golf is in second place.
Exactly
six
right.
Six under par.
So maybe you get action in that. Because DraftKings right now, the playoffs underway. One-day fantasy sports action, yo. Millions in prizes throughout the week. There's no better place to make it rain right now. Start playing for free with your first deposit today. Daily fantasy sports, easy to play. You draft your player, you stay under the cap, and you pile up points based on your player's performance. No better way to put your sports knowledge to use. Millions of dollars in prizes are being given away throughout the week. DraftKings just lost best ball for football, too. So download the DraftKings app and use promo code Bruno to play for free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code Bruno to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long, only at DraftKings.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
In their last at bat. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code Bruno for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.